Being joined by another group of West Fork softball players to start off, I'll just have each introduce yourself with your name, grade, and position. Start over here.
I'm Evelyn Heitzen. I'm a sophomore, and I play second base.
I'm Bradley Dickman. I'm a junior, and I play right field.
I'm Brooke Rother. I'm a sophomore, and I play first.
I'm Caitlin Bergen. I'm a junior, and I play center.
I'm Abby Schoening. I'm a junior, and I'm the catcher.
All right, I just want to go back to that final moment on Monday night when Brooke right here puts it over the left field fence to send you guys to the state tournament. If you could go back to that moment, describe the emotion, what it meant to you guys in that moment to get that accomplished, especially in such exciting fashion with a walk-off home run, you know? Whoever wants to open us up here.
It definitely felt great, like, especially striking out earlier in the game with the bases loaded. Like, it wouldn't have been that if I didn't strike out. But just knowing that I hit it over and then running around those bases and seeing everyone at home jump in, it was great. So
I'll say personally, I'm right after Brooke in the batting order. So when I was in that circle, I took a real big deep breath because I knew I'd have to go after.
I know that Brooke's the type of person where if she were to mess up in the like earlier in the game, she's going to make up for it later. So I had every ounce of confidence in her when she was up there, and I knew it was coming.
Right when she got up there, I was like, this is going to be a home run. I already know it. And then right when the ball hit the bat, it was like, yep, she's gone. And that all my emotions just, it was so exciting.
It was just like a sigh of relief when it went over.
Well, I was getting our pitcher ice over at the concession stand, and I heard everybody just get up off the bleachers and start screaming. And I was happy, but I was also a little upset because I was behind the concession stand, not being able to see anything. So I ran over there, and everybody was out on the field, and it was a really nice moment, considering that it was the top of the eighth. We've had one of those games before with Osage, and it was a really good moment.
Mm-hmm. Some big picture things. When it comes to, you know, all the way since the end of last season, you guys made it to the state tournament. How would you describe the mission that this team has been on since that point? Knowing that, you know, coming into the year, I have to imagine you guys felt like you had a pretty good chance to make it back. But what's that mission been like here for you guys here throughout all this last off season, throughout the season up to this point?
I think that last year, when we got to state, it didn't go the way that we wanted to, and we all kind of had that fire under us since last season, and we all went to open gyms in the wintertime. We went to a team camp at DMAC. We all, like, put in the work in the off season to get to this point and continue to push ourselves throughout the season, too, because we wanted it so bad.
Yeah, I feel like last year it didn't go the way we wanted, but I feel like we also had some people tell us that it was fine because it was our first year, but, like, now it's our second year, so we know what it's down like over there. So I think we know how to play the game. So
yeah, I think that, like, when you go once and then you now have, like, that not standard, but that, like, you want to be there. And I think those morning practices, the summer open gyms, all of those things have really worked out for it. And it's just a hardworking team that paid off.
I think all the hard work and dedication that we've put in the off season has really got us to the point where we are now, and all the connections that we've made with each other. Like, we're always hanging out, like, not even on the softball field, but off the softball field too.
When it comes to this team as a whole, how would you describe what it takes to, you know, to have great teamwork, be able to lean on each other in situations and stuff like that? If you can kind of describe what that looks like for you guys.
I think with, like, all of the, because of how small our school is, we go through all the sports a lot together, and you just know how people are. And like Abby said, Brooke, if she does something wrong, she wants to be told what she did wrong, and she knows that she's gonna go fix it. Like, just knowing how people need to, like, work hard and how they work, it just really helps the team, and I think that goes for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially because, like, we're all friends on and off that diamond, so, like, the trust is there, and, like, we're never going to yell at each other. Like, you see some other teams yelling at each other when they get down, but we're not going to do that. Like, we're just going to pick each other back up every single time, so.
Yeah, we're the type of team that, like, we understand that mistakes happen and that we'll just bring each other up, and the next guy can bring up someone who made a mistake. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Coach, tell me about the offensive approach this year, how you really wanted to take a step forward at the plate. What's that looked like for you guys? How have you kind of been able to improve your guys' approach offensively throughout the season?
I think it's the dugout. Like, we go up, and everyone's up in that dugout, and, like, they're such a great, like, just team to have. Like, you hear them cheering, and we're up in that box, and we know, okay, it's okay because the next person has us, but we don't go in the box thinking it's okay if we strike out. We always look for a hit because a hit can cause them to have errors. It gets the other team to have, like, get in their head, and it just makes us better as a team, like, because even if it's a hit to right someone, everyone's cheering, so.
I also think that this year, like, we've thought more about how hits are contagious, so, like, if one person can start it, then it'll help the rest of the team get going, too, on the bats.
I think a run is a run, so if there's people that need a bunt, they're going to bunt. If there's an error and you hope for an error, great. But I think it just comes down to you have confidence in that box. And for me personally, we have, like, pinch hitters and stuff, and we have those people to rely on, too, if we need in the dugout.
Yeah. You always have somebody there for us. Like, if there's somebody on base and you take a bunt and you get out, you still move the runner, so you're still helping the team out.
Thinking back on the regular season as a whole, what would be some of the biggest highlights or defining moments?
Beating Osage.
Yes.
That was the best moment for me, for sure.
I think that, like, when we beat that team, that we always, like, it's always a hard game to play. Like, that really showed the team that we are and the team that we can be when we show up.
Yeah.
And that really is just our best self, and we've showed that throughout the postseason play as well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when Libby hit her 900 strikeouts, that was a big thing for everyone, even though some of us weren't there when she first started, but her hitting 900 was pretty fun to just see. So, and then also beating the home run record, that was pretty fun for us. I mean, we beat it by like 15. Yeah. It was so much, so.
And do we lead 2A?
Yeah.
Yeah, we lead 2A in home runs too, so pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, what would be some of the tougher moments throughout the year that this team was able to grow from or to develop from? What comes to mind there?
I'll say personally, the Riceville game was was a rough one for us, but we came off from a 3-day weekend, and for our team, I think especially, we don't really believe in you can have off days. You don't ever get to really have an off day. Like, you need to come, you need to work hard, you need to do what you can do, and that wasn't one of those days for us, and we learned from it, and we grew, and hopefully it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. Or, like, Newman is a good team, but when we lost them twice, I think that was very, like, dreading to us, especially because the first game was super close, but everything's fine because we work back, and now both they're going to state, we're going to state, so
yeah, for sure.
Anyone else? All right, so we'll move on to just a couple things left here. How would you guys describe what the culture or the identity of this team has been here throughout the season?
Hype.
Yeah.
Our team is very much, we win on energy. Like, we come, we bring the energy every single game, and if we can beat you in energy, we can beat you in anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think for us, we're a very fun team. Like, we have serious times, but it's a lot more smiles, giggles. Like, if someone screws up, you're like, it's okay. It's a lot more left of a game. And it's just, we love that kind of culture because it's something to have fun when you grow up playing sports that you love at a young age.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's our dugout. Our dugout is our biggest supporters. And even, like, at practice, if they're just running, they're helping us get better, and that's such a big thing because, like, they're on that team for a reason, and they're helping us with so much stuff, just the energy. Because if we go out there and make a stake, we're going to get in our head, but they're not going to let us. So, and I think that's such a big thing for us.
Yeah, they're always in there telling us, it's okay, you got the next one. Like, they're always just picking us up and not letting us get down on ourselves.
All right, and last question for you guys. If you guys are to have success at the state tournament here next week, what are going to be the ultimate X factors, the keys to, you know, having a successful run at the state tournament?
Confidence.
Confidence in our energy is really what takes us.
Yeah.
As long as we can control two things in the game, and that's effort and attitude. And if we have good effort and good attitudes, I think that we'll be very successful at the state tournament.
Yep.
So I think a lot will come with the state tournament. And I think our seniors are very, like, dedicated to the sport, and they're not ready to go home with a loss. And I know I'm not, and I know a lot of our other team is not ready to go home with a loss. And I think we're going to try our best, and we're going to do what we need to do. And if we play our game, I think it will be a great outcome. So
I think last year being our first year, and now that we have returning, a lot of returning girls coming now, it's just going to be more of, like, we know what to expect, and we just have to go work hard and show them what we've been working for.
All right, that's been another group of West Fork softball players. Thank you guys so much for the time, and
thank you.
To go to state.
Thank you.